Hello, this is Sissy Bass bringing you Sissy Bass Watson. I hope you all had a fabulous week, a blessed week. I had one. And when I talk about a blessed week, I'm not talking about one that everything seems to be in place. No, I'm talking about a week where you woke up in the morning, you went to bed sleeping, and something woke you up. God woke you up. That you went to bed in peace and woke up in peace. You left your house and came back in peace. That alone is enough to say, I have a blessed week. Forget about the things that you've prayed about and you haven't got it. The Bible says in all things we should give him thanks, which is to say we don't just thank him when things are going well. We thank him in our storms. We thank him in our trials and tribulations. We thank him even when we are being persecuted. We thank him because in due time, God will come through for us. Now, the title of my podcast today is Silence is Golden. Never respond to your critics. Silence is golden. Never respond to your critics. I'm going to read a scripture from the book of Proverbs 17:28. This is one of my favorite books in the Bible. If you have time, spend time in studying this book. It's so full of wisdom. And this book has helped me so much in dealing with issues of life. So life, I entreat you to spend time in reading this book. Even if you read a verse a day, it's enough. Something, you will learn something from this book because it's a book of wisdom. The book is full of wisdom. And the book of Proverbs 17:28 says, even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he shuts his lips, he is considered perceptive. Now I'm going to read a different version quickly. And it reads, even a fool, when he keeps silent, is considered wise. When he closes his lips, he is considered prudent. Proverbs 17:28. Do not respond to your critics. Learn to be silent. Learn to say nothing at all. Don't waste words on people who deserve your silence. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can say is nothing at all. It's not say nothing at all and just focus on that which you are doing. Now, when Mary got pregnant, we all know that he wasn't impregnated by the husband. It was by immaculate conception. There's nowhere in the Bible that it says Mary went around justifying himself. There's nowhere in the Bible that it says she went around explaining to people how she got pregnant. No, the woman kept quiet, and I'm sure people around her that knew would wonder, how did you get pregnant? I'm sure people ridicule her. I'm sure people have gossiped about her. I'm sure people have called her names, but this woman kept her peace. This woman kept her silence because she knew what happened. She knew what transpired. Sometimes in the midst of you being gossiped about, sometimes in the midst of you hearing people saying things about you that are not true, what do you do? The scripture says, do not open your mouth. Just be silent. Keep doing you. Stay focused on that which you're doing. Stay focused on fulfilling assignment. Stay focused on fulfilling purpose. And in due time, the truth will come out. The truth would always come out. So today, if you're one of those people that when you hear things, you react straight away to justify yourself, no individual deserves your justification. If you want to live a life justifying people, you would die of their condemnation, because the same people that will lift you up today would bring you down tomorrow. So what do? You fix your eyes on the Lord. You make sure you stay focused on what you're doing and allow your success to speak for you. Allow your success to speak for you. Being silent is a powerful tool. You don't always have to talk. You don't always have to respond. You don't always have to justify yourself like Mary did. Let's do the same. Mary kept quiet, and what happened? She gave birth to the Savior of the world. She gave birth to the most powerful, most anointed human being on earth. She gave birth to God himself. She gave birth to somebody that saved us from sin. This Jesus Christ that we worship every single day, our Lord and personal Savior, that when we call unto his name, every knee bows. There is no name that is greater than that name. There is no name that is mightier than that name. That name heals. That name delivers. That name has brought salvation to this world. That's what that woman brought into this world. By what? She kept silent. She did not justify herself. It is so painful to get pregnant, and you know it is not your husband that got you pregnant, and still you are not able to stand in public and say, this is what transpired. She kept quiet and brought us the savior of this world. There's something inside of you that the enemy is trying to fight through rumors, through gossip, through lies. The only way that thing can be birthed is when you keep silent, because the moment you start speaking, it will distract that greatness that is inside of you. So from today, I entreat you all, be silent, stay focused, and let your success speak for you. God bless you. Have a blessed week, and I'll meet you again next week, Monday, with a very powerful topic that I'm going to title, Fix Your Eyes on Jesus. Bye-bye.